lot of thoughts. There are two problems I see in the Gemara. I went over it again. Let's read it once more from... it doesn't matter if take the Rami, take the Gemara, it's not bad. Ephraim Va'od.
In the
Ram? In the Ram. Va'od Shalom Matsino. Or in the Balamor, either way. We want to do Balamor, read the Balamor. What does he say? What's his Russian?
Shalom Matsino, Berchus Zman?
Yeah.
Where is that?
That's in the
Ram,
it's around 8 lines up from the Balam.
Right, yeah, and everybody has a new Gemara in?
A new Gemara?
No, you need all these money.
I had a knife on it, you just got it.
So, in the Balamor, it's...
3 lines up.
Yeah, exactly.
The bottom of the old line.
Right. But I think it's the exact same Nusach, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, go ahead.
V'od shalom matzina b'chaz man el b'davar sh'yesh bo shum hana k'gon atilas lula sh'hubo l'simcha k'ki ha'shofar Lizikaron Zichron Ben Yisrael Avim Shevashemayim. Mikur Megillah the Chas Rachman Alam Uparkinan. The Pidgin of Ben Shemvarach Avi Ben Shachianu Fishiatzu Bnei Misafik Nefel. The Chol Sheshah Ashloshim Yom Adam Ina Nefel.
Okay, stop there. So by Pidgin of Ben, it says he's happy because his son is not an Nefel.
That's not exactly the mitzvah, though.
No, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah.
Right. That's right.
So somewhere, if he were an Eiffel, it would mean a mitzvah. But what does that have to do with the mitzvah?
Right.
And then it's funny. That's like an emotional enjoyment. And then he has the he says that Kiyas Shofar is also an enjoyment. Why? What's the enjoyment of Kiyas Shofar?
But
an Eiffel
doesn't only apply to the firstborn.
What's that? Kid.
Nephil's not only for firstborn, it's for any kid.
Right, therefore?
Therefore what?
Every 30 days.
He's saying, read what he's saying. The old shalom motzinu birkas man elabidava shiyesh bo shum hanah. He means a mitzvah that has some kind of hanah. Kigon Natilas Lulav, Shubola Simcha. Mikra Megillah, Chas Rahman, and Parkina. Pidgin Abain, that there's no nevel. So, first of all, he's mixing all kinds of enjoyments. And second of all, what is the bracha on? The enjoyment or the mitzvah? Or what kind of a combination is this? What kind of a tzir for parashas is this? Right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a tzibur? I mean, what is it? Is it on the mitzvah? So you should make it on the mitzvah. Is it on the enjoyment? You should make it on the enjoyment. Is the enjoyment an emotional enjoyment? Then it should only be by Pidgin HaBen. Is it a religious enjoyment? I mean, Zichron Levin Shabbashimai, what kind of enjoyment is this? It's like, they're not the same kind of things. What kind of annoyance do you have? The Zichron Avinu Shevashemayim.
Funny thing, because when he introduces it, he uses the word Shumano.
Yeah, Shumano.
Shumano seems to be...
That's right.
He's opening himself up to the fact that it could be a whole wide array of different types.
That's right. And it comes back to that, Lashon, when he says, it was Fira Sa'omar Ein Bo Zecha with Shumano.
Right.
Is that what you're referring to?
I was referring to the opening, but that's...
Same thing. Ein bo zecha l'shumano. What is it? It's a funny formulation. Is it hanoah? Is it the mitzvah? Is it hanoah's mitzvah? I mean, like, it's kiyas shofar, hanoah of the mitzvah itself. Because it's a zichron levin shabashamayim. Nefel is a zeparna. It's not new the mitzvah.
Well, that's the zecha.
So it has to have some kind of a zecha.
What
is
about
that
the hand of Lachnisa Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu?
He doesn't mention it.
He has the shachen over there, right?
I don't know.
Oh, I answered that because of Sarah
Tanuka. That's Tasis. I don't know what the hell's like about Tasis, or he doesn't. He doesn't say. He doesn't commit himself. The Ram holds on a mitzvah. And it's the joy of the mitzvah. Yeah. So how do you put them into a definitive stance here? Strange.
It's a hodgepodge.
Yeah, it's a hodgepodge. So,
side question, but is Ichlin Mikdash, he's saying just Agmas Nefesh? Is that what he's understanding?
He says that all there is there is Agmas Nefesh.
So is that like what you really, like when you're doing these Ichlin Mikdash, it's like almost like a Maisel? It's like a really like, that's the idea of these, are these all these Ichlin Mikdashes?
That's what he's saying, yeah.
Interesting, right?
It means that he's a Doi Gama Mikdash.
Right.
It is. It's a Echelamik, there's always something said, but when you break the coast,
right.
Chasm.
I argue that's going to also teach you the true idea.
You're married, man.
You mean, yeah, why don't I make Shechiana there?
That's what I'm saying, you're saying there, even.
Right.
It's when you're such a broad idea. No, you could say it's a Hanat, that you have a true idea, that
that's
true. The more in the Korban.
You have a Hanat, the what?
That more in the Korban, that's like, teach you a true idea about.
I mean, you have an off the true idea.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to say that.
No, I know.
Must be same kind. I mean, so what is...
Right.
What
I mean, just a step.
Apparently he holds. Let's try to put together what he's saying. I mean, I don't know where he's going, but what he's saying, if you just wanted to find what he's saying, he seems to be saying, a mitzvah is machayev in Shechiyam. And that's what it first tells. V'hat'ino Shechiyam. The mitzvah is torn Shechiyam. But the second step he's saying is like this, that they weren't mechadesh a new birkas shechiyanu for mitzvah. It's really the old birkas shechiyanu of Hanoya, like bona bayis chadosh, kana kelim chadoshim, all those hanos are mechayev and shechiyanu. So they simply expanded the existing Shechiyanu Shel Hanoah to mitzvah. So you can't say it unless there's Shum Zecha or Hanoah, an emotional Hanoah. But they expanded it. It's not identical with Bona Bayis Chadosh because that's purely Hanoah. That's purely Hanoah Solom Hazah. But what they did was they expanded the Shechiyanu. And the Shem Hanoah was expanded. But it must be something that you experience an emotional joy. So on the one hand, what's the Machayev in the Bracha is the mitzvah. On the other hand, they never crafted a new Bracha. They simply expanded the Birchas Hanoah Shel Shechiyanu, and they applied it where they needed it. That's what he's saying.
He's in the mitzvah from the Suffolk Naval. What's the opinion
so
on that case?
He's saying that the Shechiyanu on mitzvah is the same Shechiyanu as you have by Hanoah Ba'alma.
Okay.
Except they expanded it so that you'll be able to say it even on a mitzvah.
In order to do that, it has to have sikhara.
In order to do that, it has to have an emotional joy. That's what he's saying.
That's the conduit.
That's what he's saying.
It's interesting, the formulation.
Huh? Yeah.
So are we rejecting...
Like they didn't want to legislate a new Brecha Shechiyanu because it already existed. So they took the existing one and they found a way to
alert it. It's not two Shechiyanos.
No.
That one is on a mitzvah and one is, it's the same Shechiyanos.
There's a reason to do that. Yeah, to have a Shechiyanos.
Well, there's a reason to do that.
No. They extended it.
So this
they
is
found
they
a
extended.
Way to extend it.
Yeah.
So this is a rejection of what you said last week, right? Because the
no.
way you were saying last
yeah,
week was,
what I said last week.
You said last week that the Shechiyanu was really an enhancement of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's really not. It's really the same old Shechiyanu and it's really on the Simchas Alev.
No, we're not saying
that.
No, because then you're going to have a steer between his first teretz and his second teretz. Well, so in the first Eretz, he says it's Tan, the mitzvah is Tan Shachianah.
Right.
So on the one hand, we're saying the mitzvah is the Machayev in Shachianah. But on the other hand, when you reach out to get the Shachianu, there's only one Shachianu that exists. That's Shachianu Shohanoah. And they extended it so it can be applied to mitzvah too. But you must have Hanoah. Now, why they didn't make a new Shachianu for mitzvah? That's a good question. I mean, most learn that they're two different Shachianus. It's a Shachianu Shal Mitzvah. But you're happy about the mitzvah, and then there's a Shechiyano on Noah Sodom. Mitzvah's lovely, isn't it? So there's no Noah. You're still chayv in Shechiyano. So most people learn that it's a different Shechiyano. But the Balamor didn't learn that way. Balamor learned it's both are true. Mitzvah mechayv in Shechiyano, but where do you take your Shechiyano from? From the existing Shechiyana, but it was stretched. So what why they formulated it that way, I don't know.
That would be difficult.
But he seems to say that the evidence supports it. Because it's the exact same bracha.
Yes.
So it would be hard, you'd be hard put to say it's two different brachas. But why they formulated it that way, I don't know. But that's what he's saying.
What about mitzvahs?
It must be Hanas Alev. They expanded the Shechit, the Hanah.
Right, and
but they expanded it to an emotional Hanah. It's a happy time. Everybody likes it. It's true. I don't know why, but everybody likes to give shofar. It's like a happy thing.
There's a lot of hymns in it.
What? Yeah, you're right. And Pidyon HaBen is a big simcha. He's right, because the father's happy that the baby's 30 days old, and it's simon that the baby's going to made it out of the dangerous first 30 days. So the father's happy. So it's Simchas Alev.
All right, again, from last week.
The bracha that's essentially on Hanos Ha'adam, and they applied it to mitzvah where there's Hanos Alev. But if there's no one also laid by the mitzvah, you can't use that bracha. That's his formulation.
But I just want to say, what's the sense in saying that a bracha is mechayev and shechiyanu, if really the idea of shechiyanu is really intrinsically not really shaykh to a mitzvah, and you have to bring in accidental forms of hana in order for it to be sensible?
That's right.
But then why is a mitzvah mechayev and shechiyanu?
You're asking
man,
because that's the nature of the mitzvah, really, is mechayev and shechiyanu.
But it's not enhancement of mitzvah. Mitzvah
we're
is
not on that. We're not on that level. In other words, they only did it where there is a hanas alev. But to be so happy about a mitzvah that causes you tzar, Chazal didn't expect us to be on that level.
But were you saying, like, intrinsically the nature of mitzvah itself, really, it should be mechayev and shechiyanu intrinsically?
Yes.
It's just since practically that's not the case,
right,
you need these other forms of hana?
That's correct. And it would be detrimental, because you'd be saying shechiyanu, and in your heart, you'd be upset with the whole mitzvah, and it would have a bad effect on you. On the contrary, you'd feel a complaint that I'm supposed to enjoy this. But that's what he's saying. He's saying they borrowed the bracha. So borrowed bracha. That's the formulation. Yep.
I'm having a basic...
You should it warrants a shevach.
Like the Rambam says, you should person the simcha person has basiyas mitzvos avodah gadola.
Right, that's right.
On the end of lulav.
Right.
I mean, there's a simcha and a siyas mitzvah, and that's part of the mitzvah.
That's correct.
Even though the entity of mitzvah is not really made for hana.
Right. That's a different thing. That has to do with a person's philosophical level. You know what I mean? But that wasn't the mitzvah per se. When you schlep in the water for the base of mikdash, the guy complains, doesn't mean he's not being mekayem the mitzvah. Or if he doesn't enjoy it. The there's no enjoyment in schlepping the water. The person's on a high level, he enjoys is Avodas Hashem, the whole system and the Avodas Hashem and the Kiyur of LaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not, we don't call that Hanoah.
I understand. And that's Simchos of the Seiros HaMitzvah.
Yes.
But you mean, but the Bamor is looking for like a Hanoah.
Yes, a real Hanoah.
A real Hanoah.
A genuine experience of Hanoah. Like certain mitzvahs are happy mitzvahs. You right. See, people sit down by a Seudon Yentif, they're happy, they enjoy. It's happy.
Right. Right. Right.
Those mitzvahs people usually like.
And so is the Shekhianu because...
The whole thing out very nicely. You come to a terrible head-on collision with his next piece.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Imam Abishmini Safek Shri Shasukha Mesa Yasmin Bukhalam Rafinam Shalokova Braha Shahi Bamikoh Yantoshini Shasukha Shahudu Abanan Veteako Yantavishan Shashmini Khadga Raisa Shahu Omri Kinegda Mshimhachi Yasvinan Vilom Rafina.
Now, take a look what it says.
Avo Anu. Heich nakor birchos fears the Omer b'yantiv sheini, sheiba mikach yantiv rishon shehu min haTorah v'nit osam b'yantiv sheini derabanan sheoni kenegda v'derabanan lo asi v'dachi daraisa.
What is he talking about? First, he says it has nothing to do with the sphere of midaraisa, and it's all zechal amikdash, and that's why there's no shechiyanu, and that's why what.
There's
a whole business. And now he's telling you that it's a deraisa. The counting is a deraisa. What does he say? He shows himself in the name of A. What kind of deraisa? So it's a zechel amigdish li'agmas nafshenu and l'churban beis mavayenu. So suddenly it's deraisa? And the Yom Tov Sheni's Rabbanan, I mean, it's at best, it's one Rabbanan against another Rabbanan. Where does he get this derisive business?
He says, Mikoch Yom Tov Rishon.
What does that mean?
I mean, the counting is based upon that yesterday was Yom Tov Rishon.
That's very good. That's not what it is. It's Chorban Elias. You'd be right, but it's not. It's just a zechel amigdash, a churban beis mavayenu. So what kind of a derais is it? One of these questions is why I don't count both days. In reality, if you counted both days, you'd solve the problem.
Why?
Because you'd be saying it's a suffix yom.
Right.
But he's not asking that question. He's just asking intrinsically why you don't do it, because of Sveka the Yama. But here we encounter an open sphere. I don't know what is
that?
But let's say that you just learned from Minhag HaBa'alma.
Right.
But now you make a brother, you're giving it to me, you're talking seriously. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's like this, maybe you're intuitively trying to say this, that he's saying that kavod d'oraisa is extremely important. We have to always be a tremendous kavod when it comes to d'oraisa. And we always say, lo osi d'rabbanan amavatl d'oraisa, because that would make the Sanhedrin being like their most of mitzvahs. I mean, they always have to become butl and mavutl, connected the Torah itself. That's Menachash Baruch Hu. So if you would ever insinuate or be pogeya in the kavod araisa, that would be a terrible idea. So therefore, he's saying even though the substance of the mitzvah is Zecher L'Migdosh, but the Koveya is the Deraisa. So therefore, if you would be Mevatel, the Sfiras HaOmer, before the Yom Tov Derabbanan, the Yom Tov Derabbanan would be Pogea on the cover of the Deraisa. Because the Deraisa was a Koveya. Even the mere fact that it was a Koveya, you can't be nonchalant and disrespectful to the Deraisa. So it's true that the mitzvah of the Sfiras HaYomim is not the Sfiras HaYomim, the substance of the mitzvah. But nevertheless, you can't get away from the fact that the rice is kaveya. So, because the rice is kaveya, if you're going to be dochet, because of the Yom Tov Sheni Mirabanan, you'd be diminishing the covered the rice. What he's saying is, you have to be very careful with the cover of the rice. And you can't in any way have it that the Drabbanon limits it. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So why is he still halacha to the Balamar? That you can't do that because it would place the cover to Adam, it would be like being most on the mitzvahs. Yeah, you can create Drabbanons, but they're not the rest. There's a big difference. We recognize a big difference. I mean, like the Rambam says, anybody that refers to it as a derisa is over in Baltosef. I mean, you have to be very careful of that. It must always remain in the class by itself, and it must not override even the cover of the derisa. That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm.
If you had to make a bracha in the
subject. You should always go ahead.
Yeah.
Hilkach manino vrachino. Okay. Nim banu lispor beis sfiros misafek nimtza sfira shmiya mosheches ad yantav rishon shatzeres v'asi lezilzule be yantav doraisa.
Yantav rishon. You mean for Ron? You mean for Balmar? You mean for Ron?
Yeah.
You mean for Balmar.
That's why
it's
he's like on the
second to last line of left
column. Yeah, right. It's not because of Shavuos. The problem with two counts is because you're going to hint to run into Shavuos, not because you're
right,
being Mazal's
right.
On Pesach.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Problems you're going to run into Shavuos.
Yeah.
That's what it means. And so why? Maybe so don't do Shavuos.
What kind of count is that?
You don't finish it? Let me just stop.
You didn't do the mitzvah then.
Well, do it without a bracha on Shavuos.
Oh, why? That's a why can't you just do it without a bracha? Will that be mezuzah?
Well, you sit in
the
sukkah.
Isn't that?
Yeah,
because
it's nice
outside. Even
if
it's not nice to sit in the sukkah.
Isn't that the work? Is that answer? Because you could say, I just want to sit on time.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm just counting 49 days.
Nobody counts for fun.
Nobody counts for fun.
It's true. Yeah. So you're saying it's, yeah, it's 49 days.
Isn't this a whole question of when you say bracha?
Wasn't this originally a question? You should say bracha.
Right,
and then it's a question. What day to count out of So why don't we say over here, just like by Sukkot, you knock out the bracha. So you knock out the bracha on...
On Shavuos.
Really, can you say that it's not in the it's not in the Gavra's involvement in being mezalzel the cover of the Deraisa, but somehow the system is set up? That you can't have the system set up in a way that is mezalzel the Deraisa?
So what are you going to do with Sukkot? I mean, you can't have what? You go ahead.
You can't have a system set up where you have to do a mitzvah in a way that's going to be mezalzel the derisa. So here, even if the gavra would not be mezalzel, then the system is set up in a way that he's that he would be mezalzel.
Even though if he skipped the bracha on Shavuos, he wouldn't be mezalzel, just like when he skips the bracha on Sukkah and Shmini Atzeres. But still, you're saying it's no good, why?
Yeah, I have to think about this first.
Okay. All right, let's think about this one. Okay.
You're right.
That's pretty open, right? I mean, the question.
This problem, yeah. Yeah. I want to just count on the bracha.
Right.
Right. It would seem like that's a zilzal. I mean, I don't know why. The problem is really even before. Why did he hold it wasn't?
Right.
Why is he holding the bracha is really the problem? It should.
Right.
Counting itself is a...
is a problem.
It's a writer's question, right?
Yeah. But we try to answer that by saying,
you just count
then hug a Balma.
Right, but now you have a problem here, right?
Oh. Yeah, I have a problem here.
So it's like almost like it doesn't really work.
That's right. All right, so after we finish the Balma, what do you want to do tomorrow?
Are we going to do the Ravid, or?
We could do the Ravid. We could try. There's a funny second answer. I don't know what he's talking about.
You had an idea for that. I thought it worked out, what you're saying.
Yeah?
You did it. I thought you had an idea. Something to do with Kiddush, maybe?
Remember?
You
don't have to count before. You can just say that it was set up based upon how it normally works.
Shavuos falls on Shabbos.
We see we're not going to get anywhere, man. We should just do it on another.
What was that?
We're not going to get anywhere. We should just go to Nostavar.
Okay, what time is it on Nostavar?
Nun
Ches on the base, right?
Yeah.
The Mishnah.
I couldn't find that.
The name Arvin.
I couldn't. It was the Mishnah.
Yeah. Let me make sure. Nun Ches on the base.
Yeah, last week
Marie's
was the Mishnah of the Testament.
That was the
Testament.
No,
that's
not
Stavarim. Oh, that's why it was wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something was wrong.
I don't know if it's wrong. It's too much agar.
That's a good Mishnah.
You ever see that Ram with that thing where you're over one? That always bothered me. You over Ram and you're over the Dvarim one?
Oh, he said the other one.
You know, by a gear.
Monday Memorial.
If you do another Dvarim, you're over in the Lava and another Mamma.
So then you couldn't.
You're doing us gear.
You're doing us dvar.
Again.
Yeah, you say, remember what you used to eat when you were over the lava, overcharging the mama. How do you buy the lava charging the mama?
What?
How do you buy the lava? Mama. You just call names.
Right?
Yeah, right. Just have a second.
You don't think
you know what I mean? Take a look at it. Because the question you're raising is a good question. Is there a common denominator?
Yeah.
Well, it's two separate things.
You see, it's not. You see, the Rambam, Tazayin, and
Yitzayin. What's the Rebbe? What's the
source? Nun Ches on the base.
Tazayin and Yitzayin.
Nun Ches on the base is Onas Dvarim. And Nun Tes on the base is the Ein Ma'arvin. That's a tough one. That's what I want to get back. I'd like to get back into. But alright, so we want to take the question of what is Ram say?
Tazayin and Yitzayin.
Wow.
And Yudzani, I think, tries to explain.
The kefa love and begir. Okay, let's take that wrong.
What's he talking about? Luckily, what's the?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sounds very. The Rama first or the Mara first?
Where's the Rama?
Sounds confusing. I wouldn't say that. How could you be over a nos mamon?
By a nos dvar. You do nos on another dish. Remember, you over the lava nos drama. Where's the mecha flumim kai?
You over the Rama first?
It's crazy, right? So you can understand a nos mamon a little bit. If you rip him off, you could say it's kind of like a nos dvar. It's like not verbal, but whatever. You're beauty, you know. What does he call name? Is Mecca Chomemka? What's the...
Ram before you get the Ram before two.
Yeah, where is this Ram?
This I would do... Perek Yudala, Yeshkefaram, Per Tes, Halofa Tesvov, Tezayin Yudayin.
This is in
the
Mechira?
Mechira, yeah.
It's in the Mechira.
Okay. They go together, it's one.
Yeah, like, what's the total?
Well, it's crazy, eh?
Good
you
nice
do the wrong Rebbe.
What?
You do the right
guy's
feeling.
His bank account.
I think we'll just do, well, maybe do a little bit of Gemara. That's not a plus going to give you. I love you, rest for kiss yourself. Vassal Tom Bill. Beautiful idea. If you look at the Mepharshim there. And when Eve was complaining, so they said to him, they said, but you were always the big shot, and you always told everybody when they had an onus that they have to be Chazon Tshuva. What happened? Now it happened to you, so now it's a different story, huh?
That's how it works.
It's a beautiful part of it.